trying to end a currency war.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. The group of 20 major economies of the world are meeting in Moscow today, and the biggest item on the agenda is global monetary policy, with some countries complaining about a currency war. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us now with the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, what is a currency war exactly?
The idea is that it's a situation where countries follow policies that are intended to drive down the value of their currencies and thereby give their industries a competitive advantage in international markets. And the accusation that some are making at the moment is that it's quite specifically the unorthodox monetary policies being pursued, notably by the Federal Reserve, but also the Bank of Japan and the Bank of England, which are, if you like, flooding their economies with money, making it more difficult for others to compete.
But this is exactly what some of the top economic thinkers around the world have been telling these monetary policymakers to do for some time, to get the economies going, to drive up domestic demand, and to restart the global economy.
That's exactly right. I mean, the point here, I think, is that certainly if you ask the central bankers what they're doing, they will say they are driven fundamentally by a desire to stimulate their domestic economy, and the impact on the exchange rate is a kind of unintended consequence.
And I assume we shouldn't expect any kind of peace treaty for the currency wars coming out of this summit.
I think we'll probably get some kind of statement which will say that it's important to avoid competitive devaluations. But then I think everybody would go away and do pretty much the same kind of things they're doing anyway. And I think the reason that the likes of Ben Bernanke would give for justifying that is that they would say, well, look, we're not engaging in competitive devaluations. To the extent that it weakens our currency, it is an unintended side effect of what is fundamentally, they would say, about stimulating very weak domestic economic performance.
The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker in London. Thanks, Andrew.
My pleasure, Jeremy.